hunger's no option in times of emergency. We have the freeze-dried food next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Stocking up on freeze-dried food will help fuel the belly in times of emergency. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse samples the chicken a la king.
Just go through, make sure all your propane bottles at your house are full of propane. And for a real emergency situation at home, say we have an earthquake or something, God forbid something bad happens like that, now we have so many conveniences available to us. There's so many packaged food options that are already out there, already done. You can go buy a 5-gallon bucket that has like 180 meals in it, all packaged in there, but you're going to need water to go with it. But you can have that in a corner in a closet in your house, and if a situation comes up where for some reason you can't get to the supermarket or all the power's out, you've got some meals that are there for an emergency situation. And they're very economical, very convenient, very compact, easy thing to have in your house. They've got the little chemical heaters. You put them in there, put a little water in them, and they do a little bit of oxidation process that heats it right up, just like the MREs the military uses. It's great, and it's great in an emergency situation. They're very economical. The shelf life on them is multiple years on many of them. And a bunch of them, man, they sure taste a lot better than in my dad's day when he was eating sea rations in Korea. You know what I'm saying? So the modern stuff, boy, I mean, some of the meals they have are really phenomenal out there. I mean, they actually, there's guys at work that buy them off the shelf and come up and eat them for lunch. That's how good they are. And, you know, just to reinforce, make sure your flashlights have new batteries in them. Make sure you've got some propane and some propane bottles. So if an emergency situation, you need to use your camp stove for cooking, you've got some of that. Maybe some charcoal and lighter fluid so you can use a Dutch oven and cook when you've got a power outage situation.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.